Last week, two USDA reports gave negative signals to the commodity markets, and analysts say a weather event may be one of the only things that will lead to a significant rebound in prices. USDA projected 93.3 million acres of corn will be planted this year, more than what was projected several weeks earlier at the Ag Outlook Forum. That news caused the price of corn to dip before a light recovery on Friday, but long-term, prices will likely continue to slide unless large supplies are addressed. While it may not be the way some producers would like it, Scott Irwin, an agricultural and consumer economics professor with the University of Illinois, says that relief could come in the form of a La Nina weather event. On a webinar late last week, Irwin said that could lead to drier conditions and lower yields.
On corn with normal trend yields, the yields that are possible, I don't see much chance of any kind of significant rally, Darrell, until we might see some of those El Nino, La Nina inspired kind of weather events starting in the second half of June and into July.
Irwin says it will be important to monitor how a La Nina event progresses.
I think a key thing to monitor with regard to that phenomenon this year, it's just how fast the transition is going to occur. We know that the current El Nino is dissipating fairly rapidly. And what we want to watch is, does that transition all the way to La Nina conditions, particularly by June or July? Basically, the earlier you get the transition, you get a little bit further increased risks of poor growing season weather.
Commodity prices were at their highest in recent memory in 2012 when a drought struck many areas across the country. Reporting for AgriPulse, I'm Spencer Chase.